Okay, Be'ezras Hashem Yisvarech, today's daf is Kuf Lamites Amid Aleph in Maseches Shabbos, the 201st daf in Shas. We pick up learning with the young men in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Tanya Rabbi Yossi ben Elisha Omer. Imru Isa Dor. The Gemara is continuing on Agadita here, a very powerful Agadita. Shetzoros Rabos Bozalov. If you see a generation that has many tragedies, Seyuv Dok B'Dayana Yisrael, go and look to the Dayana Yisrael. Shekol Perano Sheba Lo'olam Lo'ba El B'Shvil Dayana Yisrael. If there's a tragedy, it's because the Dayana messed up, not because the little kids messed up, but the Dayana messed up. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, now we're going to read a lot from the Pasuk in Micha. Shimu Nazois Rosh Beis Yaakov Sine Beis Yisrael. Listen, the Beis Yaakov. Havisavim Mishpat Beis Kol Yisrael Yakeshu. Boinu Tzion Bidomim. They're difficult in judgment, and they build Tzion with blood. Yerushalayim Ba'avla. And they build it with Avla. I'm continuing on. The Pesukim, though the Gemara doesn't quote all that Pasuk. Rosh B'Shoichad Yishpatu B'Chaneh B'Mechir. Yorun u'nuviyeha b'kesef, yiksoimu ba'al Hashem yishanu lemar, haloy Hashem b'kirbeinu. Here the Gemara doesn't quote it. Loy savoy aleinu ra'a. So these people are very, very confident, they're very haughty, these dayanim, and they're actually corrupting justice instead of doing the responsibility that they're fulfilling their responsibility. Rishoyim heim, they are rishoyim. On the one hand, they're Rishon. On the other hand, they still are confident that Kodesh Baruch Hu won't punish them. For that reason, Kodesh Baruch Hu will punish them with three punishments. Now we continue on in the psukim over there in Micha Perek Gimel Shenemar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the punishment for these dayanim are L'chem Biglalchem Tzion Sadeh Techoresh V'Yerushalayim Ir Ayin Tiyeh V'Harabayis Levomois Yoar. That Yerushalayim will become a wasteland, which became true, right? There was a time that Yerushalayim was a wasteland. It's our responsibility now that Yerushalayim has slowly been built up that doesn't turn back into that place. But nevertheless, it's still a bummer, right? It's still a bummer for another religion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not rest in Shechina on Klal Yisrael until they are removed from Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, as the Pasuk Yishayo Aleph says, V'ashiva yodi alayich v'etzroif kabor sigoyich v'asira kol b'dilayich. I will return to you these things, Vashiva Shavtayach Karishona, and I will return back to you your judges, V'yatsayach Kivatchila. In other words, when ultimately the Gula comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us back good judges. Amar Ula, Ein Yerushalayim Nifta Elabit Staka. Now that we spoke about the redemption of Yerushalayim, we say that Yerushalayim will be redeemed only through Tztaka. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Yeshayahu said, Tzion B'mishpat Tipadeh V'Shaveha B'Tztaka. That Tzion will be redeemed B'mishpat. It's for this reason that they say that the Gros did not have the Girsa. What do we say? Uvenei Yerushalayim Ircha B'Rachamim Tashuv. So my son recognizes that we don't say B'Rachamim, right? Uvenei Yerushalayim Ircha. We don't say Barachamim Tosh. Why? Uvenei Yerushalayim Ircha, excuse me. Uvenei Yerushalayim Ircha Shmehera V'Yameinu. Shem Boinei Barachma. It's confusing for Yerushalayim. Boinei Barachma. So we say Boinei Yerushalayim Amen. Because the Gros said he thought it was a mistake. Boinei Barachamov. Because it's not Barachamim Yerushalayim will be redeemed. Yerushalayim will be redeemed B'Mishpat. Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveha b'tzdaka. Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a favor to every single one of us, our parents and us, that he brought us back to Eretz Yisrael. Those who are listening, Chutz La'aretz, Be'ezer Hashem will join us. Amar Rav Papa, Ibatlu Yahari, if Gaiva will be removed, Batli Amgushi. So then in such a case, then the bad magicians will also be removed. In Batli Dayane, if the bad Dayanim are removed, Batli Girfati, then the mean Goyish police will be removed. Ibati Huribati Amagushi, how do we know that if the Gaiva is removed, then the bad magic will be removed? Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, The etrof kibar schir. Va'etrof kibar si gayich. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he will remove vasira kol b'dalayich, he will remove all those things that impede Klal Yisrael. So that's the pasuk of Etzrof Kibar Sigayich. Ibatli dini batli gizrifti, and the bad police will also be removed. Dichsiv, now we quote a new pasuk. Before we had quoted back from the pasuk in Micha, as Yoni had pointed out, but here we're quoting from the pasuk in Zephaniah. Dichsiv, the pasuk says, Heisir Hashem ishbatayich, Pina Ovayach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove the enemies who are trying to enforce justice, but of course they're not enforcing justice. Amar Rabbi Milo, Mishum Rabbi Lazar Rishim. Ma'idichsiv, what does the pasuk in Yeshayahu mean? The pasuk says, Shavar Hashem Matei Rishayim, Shevet Moishlim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will break the staff of the Rishayim. Shever Hashem Mat Rishayim Elu Adayonim Shenasu Makel L'Chazoneihem. That refers to the bad Dayonim that make sticks for their Mishamshim. What would they do? That the Mishamshim would intimidate people, as Rashi explains. Rashi delineates. In other words, these Dayonim would have people, force people to give them money and make their police force very, very tough. Shevet Moshlim Elu Talmidei Chachamim Shebe Mishpachos Hadayonim. And he will destroy the Shevi Moshim. These are Talmidei Chachamim that are used as cover. The Dayonim themselves weren't learned, but because they had someone that was in their Mishpacha that was learned, they were able to use those Talmidei Chachamim for their bad purposes. Marzut Ramar Elu Talmidei Chachamim Shemlamdim Hilchos Tzibur. This refers to Talmidei Chachamim that teach Halachos of Tzibur. L'dayone Bor. That sometimes the Talmidei Chachamim are used by the people to teach them something so that they can make believe that they're capable to be Dayanim. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Miloy, Mishum Reish Lakish. Ma'idichsiv, what does the pasuk in Yeshayahu mean? The pasuk in Perek Nun Tes, Ki chapeichem ninoalu vadon ve'etbaoseichem ba'avon sifsechem dibru sheker l'shonchem avlo seheget. That these people are quite terrible. Their hands are buried in blood. So what is that referring to? Elu adayonim v'etzboseim bavon, elu sofrei adayonim. Why is it referred specifically their fingers? Because these are fingers that are used to write. Sifsoseichem dovrei sheker, they speak falsehood. Elu archei adayonim, these are the lawyers. Ah. Oh. Lawyer jokes. Okay. Sifsoseichem, I know for a fact that I have a lawyer listening to this right now. Okay, so you have to be careful. It's a big Yetzer Hara for a lawyer to lie. Sifsoseichem dovrei sheker elu achadayonim. Shonchem avla tegu elu balei dinim. These are the balei dinim, that when the balei dinim are surrounded, in other words, when the litigants are surrounded by people that are corrupt, they become corrupt too. Period. Vam Rabbi Melai Mishum Rabbi Yitzchak Migadla. Rabbi Melai said the name of Yitzchak from the place of Gadla. Miyom Shepiresh Yosef Me'achiv, at the time that Yosef left his brothers, Lo Toam Tam Yayin. Now the Gemara begins another teacher, Rabbi Melai, that has nothing to do with that Gata that we've spoken about up until now. Up until now we've spoken about corrupt judges. Now we're going to speak about something else Rabbi Melai taught that has nothing to do with the above discussion, and that is that when Yosef was left from his brothers, he was Bitzar, so for that reason he didn't enjoy wine. Tichsiv, on Purim is a mitzvah to enjoy wine, not to get crazy. No mitzvah to get crazy on Purim. Chai Vinish Levesume, the Sfas Emes says, Chai Vinish Levesume, there's a mitzvah to drink wine. Adelo yada. The chiyuv is a adelo yada, but it's not the goal. My Rabbeim, none of my Rabbeim, from the beginning to the end, in all the years, none of my Rabbeim ever drunk as a goal of Adelo Yada. It's a new religion. I don't know where this comes from, acting silly on Purim. Purim is a day of tremendous, tremendous Avodas Hashem. The Arizal describes that Purim, you can reach the Madrega of higher than on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Yom HaKippur. And that is that a person is able to take the gashmias and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's supposed to drink. But the sod of Klal Yisrael is to be able to, nichnas yayin yotzeh sod, the secret of Klal Yisrael is to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu even b'toch hayayin. But to get out of hand, that's not at all what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Lo tam tam yayin. Dechsiv lekot kod nazir echar. B'yosu rechanina amar, afein lo tam utam yayin. Also the shvatim didn't enjoy wine. Dechsiv ayishtu v'yishakru imo. That it says that they drank with him. In other words, the brothers, it says, drank with him. Miklal, the adeinah loavi shichrus. Up until now, there wasn't any drinking. Vidush shichrus udahava. Some say that they didn't get drunk, but shtia miahava, that they would drink. Rabbi Miloi taught bischar. It's very confusing because before we were talking about shechar, right? Bischar with the reward that Aaron HaKohen went out to greet Moshe Rabbeinu v'racha v'samach b'libo zocha l'choishim mishpat alibo. That comes back to the previous agadita that one of the most important midos of a dayan is to be a warm and thoughtful person and not achzari. So it is connected to what Rabbi Miloi taught above, but it's a separate statement, and that is that Aaron HaKohen is zocha to choshim mishpat because he was empathetic with and loving to Moshe Rabbeinu when he got the job that was bigger to him, not jealous. The Gemara continues on the first middle line. Shalach le b'nei b'shechar le'levi. The people sent to Levi the following shaila. Kila ma'u. What's the halacha? We've been discussing the halacha of a kila, which means a tent that's on two posts. What's the halacha in regards to putting it up on Shabbos? There was a lot of give and take on yesterday's daf on the top of Kuflam Mechesim Ebeis, what the halacha is. So they want to know what the bottom of the line halacha is. Ksusa bekarma ma'u. What's the halacha in regards to a low-lying bush? Do we consider a low-lying bush as being vegetable, or do we consider it a tree? The nafkamina is, what happens if you have already trees that are growing there? Would that be considered klayim in such a case? If we consider a low-lying bush a tree, so then in such a case, it would not be considered klayim. If we don't, then we consider yerek, there'll be a problem. Mace be yom tov ma'u, what are you allowed to do in terms of burying a mace on yom tov? Of course, in Shabbos, you're stuck. That we had in Perek, by Mem Adlikin, that you're stuck. You can't bury a mace on Shabbos. But what about on yom tov? Oh, very good question. Why would there be a difference in regards to Yom Tov? Good. Okay. So, you're making an excellent point. The Gemara is going to flesh out that we're going to discuss in terms of instructing a goy, right? Because carrying is mutter, right? To do it, A, on Yom Tov, and then we'll talk about Yom Tov Sheni. Maybe even Jews would be allowed to do it. Ad Azal Nach Nafshe, the Levi, in the interim, Levi died. Amar Shmuel Rav Menashe, so Shmuel said to Rav Menashe, Yichachamisa, Shalachlu. If you're wise, you should respond to the shaila. Shalach lui sent him. Kila. Chazarnu al kol tzide kila. Velo matzanu latzad heter. I looked through all of the tzadim of kila, and I could not come up with a heter. Now, if you remember yesterday's daf, that is not so pashut. That is not so pashut. Because, asks the Gemara, V'lishlech lehu kid Rami bar Yecheskel. He should send back Rami bar Yecheskel. Look back, turn back, Kufla Mechesa Medalf. Excellent. Davi remembers, 10-12 lines from the bottom on Kufla Mechesa Medalf. Rami bar Yecheskel said that if you had a chut or meshicha, that if you have a string that is attached to it, then in such a case you're allowed to open up and close the kila. So I asked the Gemara, why did he not have him do that? By the way, what's the svar of Rami bar Yecheskel? Rami bar Yecheskel is saying that you're not making it or undoing it. It already had the potential to be made or the undone. So then it's not considered bona or soser. Lefisha einim b'nei Torah. He's afraid they're not b'nei Torah. And what's going to happen is they're not going to do it properly. They're going to come to be matar nisir. Ksusa b'karma, irvuva. If we're talking about this low-lying tree, it's considered a vuva, it's considered klayim. V'lishlechu ki Rabbi Tarfin. Why didn't you say Rabbi Tarfin? That Rabbi Tarfin is mekel, the sanya, kisus. Kisus is the same thing. Rabbi Tarfin, or ain't klayim b'karim, v'chachom marim klayim b'karim. The Chachamim say that it is a problem, but Rabbi Tarfin says it's not. V'kaimalon, and this is a very, very important rule, Rabbos, I want to those Shas rules, even if you don't remember every line in Maseches Shabbos, Be'ezer Hashem, keep on going and doing the Daf Yomi, and remember big klalim. And what's a big klal? Kol ha-mekel ba'aretz, ha-lo-icha ke-moise b'chutzar. In the sugyas of Zroim, if there's a machloikis in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's mutter or aser, where the din is daraisa, so then in such a case, you have to be machmer. In chutz la'aretz, you could be mekel. Kol ha-mekel ba'aretz, ha-mekel chutz la'aretz, so why don't we say that? And here we could rely on whom? Rabbi Tarfin, who says not climb. And fideli gemara, l'fisheinam b'nei Torah. I said, and fideli gemara, let's, because Eitan's not here. Fisheinam b'nei Torah, because they're not b'nei Torah. Period. The gemara says, machmer is Rav Hai. Rav Hai called out, Hai man de boy, l'mizra kisusa b'karma, Lizra. Rav Hai excuse me. Start again. Rav called out. Machriz Rav. Rav had called out. Hi, man, the boy, the misery, Ksusa, the karma. Lizra, whoever wants to be able to do it, so then they could do it. Rav Amar Chassid, the mangidilave. Rav Amar Chassid was the opposite. He was very machmir in this regard. Rav Misharshia Yov Le Pruta Latinuk, Nachri. Rav Misharshia did something interesting. He would pay off a Gentile child to plant the Kisusa, Vizarile. And he would plant it. Oh, so he didn't do the Isser, right? It's like Amiro Nachri on Shabbos, something similar to that. Asks the Gemara, Velitin Le Latinuk Yisrael. But why didn't he give it to a Jewish kid? Because a Jewish kid who's under bar mitzvah, Tinok, Mamish, a small kid, is not a problem. Because he's not bar mitzvah, he's not bar chiyuv. And he's a Tinok, he might not even be a bar chinuch. Answers the Gemara, Asi lemisrach. Oh, you got to be very, very careful. Post can bring this down. Even to tell a two-year-old to turn on the light on Shabbos, you have to be afraid. Asi lemisrach. They're going to think it's mutter. So for that reason, he didn't instruct even a tinuk yisrach. Ask the Gemara, V'litin le the gadol nachri. Let a gadol nachri do it. Asi lechlufa b'yisrael. You're going to come to confuse with Yisrael. They're going to come to think that with the Yisrael it's also mutter. We continue two lines from the bottom. Mace. What about a dead body? What could one do with it on Yom Tov? Shalach luhu. Mace lo yisasku boy. Lo Yehudai, neither Jews, v'lo Armon, not Goyim. Lo be Yom Tov Rishon, v'lo be Yom Tov Sheni. Neither in Yom Tov Rishon nor in Sheni. Ask Gemara, any v'amar of Yudah v'ashilas, amar of Asi, uvda hava be'knishta de ma'on, b'yom tov asamach l'shabbos. There was something that happened literally in the shul of Ma'on, of the city of Ma'on, that someone had passed away. It's interesting that, why do they mention it as the base Knesset? Alright, but that's what happened. V'lo yadana, one part of the story we don't remember, whether Yom Tov fell out before Shabbos, or is Shabbos before Yom Tov. V'asla kamed Rabbi Yochanan, v'amelu, and Rabbi Yochanan said, yis'asku bei amimin, you're allowed to instruct the guy. V'amar Rava, and Rava taught, meis b'yom tov rishon yis'asku bo amimin. That's the halacha, that you're allowed to instruct the guy to do the burial. Now here's an amazing halacha, which every once in a while is actually followed in Eretz Yisrael. And it's fascinating halacha. I don't think we'll do it for halacha from the daily daf, but it's a fascinating halacha. B'yom tov sheni, yom tov sheni, well, first of all, it can't be an Eretz Yisrael, right? It's yom tov sheni. B'yom tov sheni, yis'asku bo Yisrael. If it's yom tov sheni, so then even Jews are allowed to do it. In other words, the mamish do everything.
It could be Rosh Hashanah.
What's that?
Could be Rosh Hashanah.
Could be Rosh Hashanah. Nachon. Vafilu b'yotav shein shor Hashanah. Excellent. Mashein came b'beit, so fi shein and b'nei tayr. So even a Yom Tov Sheni, in contrast to when it comes to Beitza. What is it regards to Beitza? The Shailov Nolad. Beitza Shenolda. So here we're machmir, because we're afraid that their people are not going to be b'nei Torah, even though technically on the other day of Rosh Hashanah it should be mutter, but we are going to be machmir. Gemara continues seven lines on top. Amar of Rabbi Avin, Bar Rav Huna, Amar of Chama, Bar Gud. Misatev Adam Bekila. This was the other Shaila that we were talking about before that we had confused. And that is Misatev Adam Bekila. A person is allowed to take the tent and put it on top of him. U Bekaskasel. And its straps. Now this is going to be important. The tent would have two parts. It would be sitting over here like this. And then it would have straps like on the bottom of it, to help tie it down. V'yotze Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos, and he can go out to Rosh Hashanah, v'ein echoshesh, and he doesn't have to worry. No problem, okay? Asks the Gemara, you're allowed to go out to Rosh Hashanah with this? The Gemara continues, eight lines to the top. Maishna mid Rav Huna, Dam Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna, to on the name of Rav, hayotze b'tal shein mitzuyetz eskil chasab b'Shabbos, chayiv chatos, that someone who goes out with a talis that doesn't have the appropriate tzitzis on. Now, it doesn't mean that it doesn't have any tzitzis on it. Well, I got stuck on this Gemara. I couldn't figure it out. It means that there is tzitzis on it, but the tzitzis are not kosher. You know, every once in a while, the Rebbe reads it, and, you know, he just explains. The Rebbe gets stuck a zillion times, too. Just sometimes he doesn't tell you all the things that he got stuck on. It's important to know that the Rebbe also gets stuck. So, what's the kasha? The kasha is like this. Frek the Heilige Gemara, we're concerned that if you have little strings that are coming out of a beged, right? If it's not tzitzis kilchasa, then it's carrying. By the way, the Balamor didn't wear tzitzis on Shabbos, didn't go out on Shabbos with tzitzis. You know why? Some briskers to this day don't do it. Because he held that was tzitzis shelo kilchasa. Why? Because there's no tcheles. I guess it depends who you ask, right? But there's no tcheles. My rabbeim, see my tzitzis, no tcheles. So when it comes to, you're right, enech nami. Dovi is right, one of my rabbeim does wear tcheles. Got me good. But the one who I follow in Eretz Yisrael doesn't. So, okay. Rishachter does wear tcheles. Nachzor li'inyanenu. So when it comes to the tzitzis are, ask me in the car, tzaddik, on the way up. When it comes to the tzitzis is what? The tzitzis is a problem if it's not kosher. After they got the balamor, wouldn't wear regular.
You're not allowed to wear a beggar that doesn't have tzitzis. It's not kosher.
And you're not allowed to wear, exactly. Nachon, very good. So kash is like this. The kash is that if you have tzitzis, carrying along on a beggar, it's a problem. The only time it's not a problem is if the tzitzis are kosher. That's the halacha, right? If the tzitzis become possible, be very, very careful. I'll do find him on Shabbos. Number one is you can't have a beggar without tzitzis. Number two, so what's the kasha? The kasha was that the kila had, so what's the difference between this and the ritzuas that are on the kila back inside the Gemara? So Gemara asks, how could it be? Mashman Ravuna Dama Ravuna Marami. It's Batal Shem Tzitzil, some Shabbos Chayv Chatos. And for Daily Gemara, Tzitzis Lagavi Talis Chashivin. The Tzitzis vis a vis the Talis are considered Choshev. Velo Batli. And they don't become Batil. In other words, if you have Tzitzis that are Pasel, they're Choshev. That's what it means. Hani, that's why you can't. Hani, but these lo chashivi vis-a-vis the whole kilo, it's not chashiv ubetel. Gemara continues 12 lines to the top. Amram Ravuna. Ma'arim Adam Alam Mishmeres Biyanta Flitlos Ba Rimonim Vitola Ba Shmarim. Oh, we're learning Perek Toilin. In Perek Toilin, we have the halachas of being tolin es haMishmeres. We learned that according to Chachamim on Kuflam and Zayin on Abayz, the halacha was ain tolin es haMishmeres. You're not allowed to be tola the Mishmeres. So the Gemara says like this, you want to find a way to do it? I'll tell you a way. What's the Mishmeres? The Mishmeres was the wine sifter. What was the reason? What's that going to be usher to be tola on Shabbos? However, Ma'arim Adam al Mishmeres beyond the Litlos Bo Rimonim, Vitola Bo Shmarim. A person is allowed to do a trick, and he's allowed to put up on the Mishmeres four pomegranates. What's the reason you can't be tola Mishmeres on Yom Tov? So take a look at Rashi. Oh, no. So very good. Rashi says that the Rabbanon who say that's Aser Dafka on Yom Tov say that because there they're talking about Isser of Uvda Dechol, but not an Isser and Oel. It's going to be Machlokis Tanoim whether it's an Isser or Oel. You're right, Yosef. Some Tanoim hold that you're over an Isser of Oel. However, this opinion is the opinion of the Rabbanon that say that you're not, but it's Aser also Uvda Dechol. However, if a person is setting up to be able to sift the Rimonim for on Shabbos itself, then it no longer appears under the Chol. Because that would take a quick sifting. Exactly how they did it, what they would do it for, I'm not sure. He's asking a good question. What exactly was the process? I'm not sure. So the halacha is you're allowed to like put Rimonim on the outside and make believe as if you're sifting Rimonim, however they would sift these Rimonim, and end up using it for wine. Now, wine is going to be a problem of the dechal, because wine, it takes a long time to do it. That's aser. But rimonim is not going to be aser. So you're allowed to fool people. Amar Ravashi, would tell about rimonim. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Hadassani Matilin, Sheikh Rabbi Moed Letzarach HaMoed. You're allowed to make beer on Chalamoed for Yom Tov. Shalom Letzarach HaMoed, aser. And if it's not Letzarach HaMoed, it's aser. Echot Sheikhar, tomorrow, whether it's beer made from dates, Echot Sheikhar, or it's made from barley. Even if there's old, ma'arim, you're allowed to do a rama v'shosa min achadash and drink from the new. In other words, you really don't need beer because you have old beer, but you're allowed to make new beer and drink from it even though you have old. Now that's a rama, that's a trick. Now, above we said, how are you allowed to do a rama on Yom Tov? You have to do a shino, you have to hang pomegranates. Over here, you didn't have to hang anything. What's the difference between the two? Do you have to do something to show that you're doing it or not? Says the Gemara, Hasam lo milcha milsa. Hacha milcha milsa. Over there, it's not obvious. Over here, it's obvious. Over there, when it comes to the case of l'shechar, no one knows that you're doing an iser at all. No one knows that you have ol. And for that reason, you don't need to do it. Over here, if people are going to see you straining the wine, then that's going to be clearly problematic. Amalei Rabbanu Ravashi. Chazi mar haitzu v'merabbanan. Wait a second, I see rabbis doing these haramas. V'Rav Huna bar chiyun shmei, and his name is Rav Huna bar chiyun. V'amilo Rav Huna bar chalavon, and some say Rav Huna bar chalavon, shmei, d'shakil brod d'tuma, u'monich b'barza d'dona, v'amar latznue k'mechavna. Rashi explains that when making a good barrel of wine, you need to find a good way to get the ear to go in and out of the barrel in a way that's good for the wine and not bad for it. He would take, Rashi explains, in Brodatuma, a part of the garlic, and he would put it on the hole of the barrel in a way in which the wine would have ear going out in a way that is beneficial for it. Now, are you allowed to fix a barrel of wine on Yom Tov? Excellent, Menachem. No. So if that's so then why is it that he was able to do it? He did a harama. What was his harama? His harama was, oh, I'm taking care of the garlic. Come on, guy. You're not doing the garlic. You're doing it for the wine. So what do you see? He did a trick. V'azel v'non mibavra. And then another trick that was done. V'azel v'non mibavra. He went and he slept on a ship. And then a guy moved the chip. And then he watched fruits on the other side of the river. No, I was just going looking to go to sleep. He fell asleep on the boat. Now, come on. If you need it, he said, I wasn't interested in going on the boat. I was just interested in going to sleep. The guy moved the boat. And then he got off the boat. He saluted him. I don't know what he's allowed to say to the guy, right? That's a shiloh. He did salute him, he didn't salute him, whatever, he got off the boat, and he watched the Peiros over there. Now come on, if he really wanted to take a Yom Tov nap, he could have taken a Yom Tov nap in his bed, under the tree. He didn't have to go, you know, like Goldilocks. He didn't have to go and sleep in that bed. What was he doing? So it was a harama. V'amar no l'meinu k'vachan. Amalu harama karamit? Kamrit, you're talking about harama? Harama bidurabonon. That harama is on an isur dirabonon is different. That's how Rashi explains. Harama bidurabonon, Rashi explains that we're talking about a harama and isur dirabonon. Vitsurva me rabonon lo asin the mevid lechatchila. And people who are tsurva me rabonon, we don't have to worry about them, that they're going to come to be over the isur daraisa. So if they're doing a harama, we'll allow rabonon to do it. So every once in a while, now, by the way, my rabbeim have shiurim where they discuss exactly when you're allowed to do a trick and when you're not allowed to do a trick. There are halachos of when you're allowed to do a rama and what or not. One of the rules is when it's surva merabbanan. So don't just think that stam there are just loopholes out there that the rabbis dreamed up loopholes. Even the loopholes have the rules where they're be accepted. We now begin the next Mishnah on Kuf Lamed Testament Beis, about 8 lines before the Y. Noisnim mayim al gabei ashmarim bishvil sheyatzailu. You're allowed to put water on top of the sediment in order for the little bit of wine that's still trapped to be propelled through the sifter. The Rishonim explained that our Gemara will flesh out in a moment that if you're actually not sifting, it's permissible to send something through a sifter. And over here, it's not considered sifting, even though we prohibited it in the first Mishnah, either because of Borer, we had the opinion of some who, Rabbo, who says Borer, Rabbi Zeru, says Merakin on Kuf Lamed Chesam and Aleph. Over here, it's not going to qualify as that. And you're allowed to filter the wine through handkerchief, with kfifa mitzis, and a palm tree basket, v'nosnim beitza b'misanenes shel chardel, and you're allowed to put an egg through a sifter of the mustard seed. The mustard seed was placed, the mustard was already sifted before Shabbos, that's not going to be a problem, and you're allowed to add the egg so that the egg will propel the mustard through the sifter and ultimately adapt to it. Now, when that is done, there is a havamina that should be usher over here, because the what's called the chalmon and what we call the oak will go to the bottom, and the chelbon, the white that is thicker, will remain on the top. Nevertheless, it is permissible. This is actually a sticking point in the Rishonim, because at the end of the day, the chalbon, the white, stays on top, but since the motivation was not to select the chalbon for the chalbon, for some reason, we are not concerned about the inevitability that it will be separated. The Rishonim struggle about why that inevitability isn't taken into account. And one is allowed to make a certain type of drink called anumlin on Shabbos without mixing it. The Gemara later on will explain that it is a drink that is made of wine, honey, and some type of pepper. Rabbi Yehuda Amar b'Shabbos because Rabbi Yehuda says you're only allowed to do it kos because of tircha. B'yomtiv b'login, in yomtiv you're allowed to do it in a vat or a pitcher. U'b'moed b'chavis and achal moed, you're actually able to do in a larger vat than simply a login. A login would be a small one, something closer to a pitcher. And on achal moed, you can even do it in a larger vat. Rabbi Tzadok Amar, I call it fiarch, and Rabbi Tzadok says it all depends on what the guests are. If there are a significant amount of guests, then you're allowed to make a large amount. If there aren't, then you're not allowed to. Omer Ze'iri. Ze'iri teaches us the following halacha. Noisin Adam on our Mishnah, based on our Mishnah. Noisin Adam Yayin Tzlul, Umayim Tzlul, L'natoch HaMishmeres B'Shavas Eine Choshesh. Aval Akurin Lo. You're allowed to put wine that is clear, that doesn't have a lot of impurities, and clear water into a wine sifter on Shabbos, and you don't have to worry, avalakurin, but if it's dark, lo, it will be prohibited. Based on the way we explain the name of some Rishonim, the Mishnah, that you're allowed to put the mayim al gabe shvarim because ultimately you're not sifting, the same is presumably, and we'll discuss this in the halacha from the daily daf, the position of Ze'iri. And that is that since the wine is clear and you don't need to purify it from the impurities, even if it goes through the process, it will be permissible. Meisiv Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Toreach, Toreid, Adam, Chavis Shel Yain, Yena, Ushmarnera, V'Nosen Esoch HaMashmeres B'Shavis V'Ein Echoshesh. You're allowed to mix. The word Toreid is a uncommon word. That's why we stopped for a moment. Toreid means to mix. You're allowed to mix a barrel of wine that has both its sediment and the wine, and put it in a sifter in Shabbos, and there's no problem of borer. Which seems to indicate, well, first of all, this whole halach Reb Shimon Gamliel seems to be very strange in the construct that we've had of the Yisr of doing Mishamir, and it particularly contradicts the halacha that we said, that Akurin is going to be problematic, that only if it's slulin, Ze'iri said, would be permissible. But Akurin would be problematic. Answers Gemara, Tirgum Ze'iri Bein HaGisa Shanu. We were talking about between the wine presses. People used to like to grab a swig of the wine even when it was still in the wine press. There, in the wine press, they weren't makbid on having a little bit of shmarim. It would be understood that there would be some sediment inside. Hence, the halacha would be that it would be permissible to sift it there because you are not improving it from something you wouldn't want to drink to something that you would. Be'ezer Hashem, we will stop our daf yomi in the Gemara Rashi over here in Kuf Lamed Tes and Beis and pick up with this exact topic of what constitutes an Isser Borer based on what you would drink before and what you would drink after in the halacha from the daily daf on the topic of filters on Shabbos. Bezos Hashem Yisparech, the halacha topic from Daf Kuf Lamites in Mesech Shabbos is the topic of filtering water on Shabbos that jumps right out of the Gemara on Kuf Lamites and Mabez straight into the Shulchan Aruch in the halachas of Borer in Simin Shin Yud Tes. The Gemara on Kuf Lamites and Mabez had told us that Ze'iri had said a fascinating halacha. Even though our Mishnah had said that to filter wine on Shabbos would be prohibited, nevertheless, Ze'iri gives us a fascinating exception. And the exception of Ze'iri is that if it's Mayim Tzilulim, if it's wine that is clear, then in such a case, the halacha is, one is allowed to filter it on Shabbos. Now, why would a person want to filter it? What is Ze'iri's logic? What we will do is understand the opinion of Ze'iri in a way that would not be classic of our Iyun Shir, of looking into the Rishonim, but would be through the prism of the halacha, and then apply it to the halachos of filtering water on Shabbos. In Simin Shin Yutes Sif Yud, the Mechaber brings down Ze'iri's halacha. Yayin omayim shem tzulin, wine or water that's clear, mutar lasananon bimishmeres, you're allowed to filter it with a filter. And the Ramah adds, va'af al pi shiyesh bo kasam in dakin, and even if it has small pieces of wood, ho'ol v'ru'uyin, or small flints, ho'ol v'ru'uyin lishtos b'lav hachi. Since nevertheless it is ra'uy to drink without the filtering, a person would drink without it, it will be permissible. What the Smag is doing in this Ramah is doing two things. Number one is he's saying that even if the water is not entirely clear, but there are impurities that don't impede, two IMP words, the impurities don't impede our drinking, in such a case, it will be acceptable. Why? Well, that gets back to the logic of Ze'iri. And for that matter, Vadmei Vinyavin, it gets back in the logic of the Mishnah as we explained in the Daf Yomi Shir. And that is that if the water or wine is drinkable beforehand, the Mechaber says that this halacha doesn't only apply to wine, it also applies to water, then in such a case it's not an Isser of Borer. What is the Isser of Borer? The Isser of Borer is taking something that wasn't a food item or wasn't a drink. This is how Rav Neven Sal Shlita explains in the beginning of Simin Shin Yutes, and it was developed earlier in other Achronim as well. Tikun Hamaychel, Tikun Hamashke. However, if the Mashke or the Ocha was already prepared, and you're nevertheless filtering it, that does not qualify as the Yisra of Borer. Hence, for someone who would drink water, whether the water was filtered or not, we have a Beferish Gemara that says that you could do the exact same act of filtering, and nevertheless, you will not have an Isser of Bora. How do we define whether the drink was drinkable or not? There are some crazy people out there that will drink things that have a tremendous amount of impurities. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Lamed Daled, it goes after Rov B'nei Adam. If Rov B'nei Adam will drink this without the filtering, so then in such a case, it would be acceptable for you to filter it as long as Rov B'nei Adam would drink it without filtering. I've mentioned in the past that often, in many instances, I can't make a shvua that Rav Neven Sal would say this as well in this instance, but in many instances, Rav Neven Sal has pointed out that the expression rov does not mean the majority of people, but means the derech, that it's very common for people to. So it might not need, according to Rav Neven Sal, a statistical majority. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does point out that there is a chumrah from the Bach that says that only if everybody would drink it this way. I have discussed in the Shiurim, in the Gris Kollel, why this Bach, one does not have to be Machmir for, even though it's quoted as Yesh Machmirim Bizman Hazeh, when it comes to most cases of filtered water, and ultimately Rav Neven Sal agreed with that argument, and therefore we return back to the bottom line, that one could even argue L'Kulei Alma, it would be acceptable as long as the water was considered normally drinkable for people. There is a great observation that I heard in the name of Rav Belsky in the fascinating give and take that sprung on the scene in New York City about 7 or 8 years ago when it came to the bugs that were found, the copiades, if I'm not mistaken, that were found in the water in New York City. as I heard it reported, two fascinating things. Number one is, how were these bugs discovered? Again, many of you might be familiar that there was a discussion, because there were tiny organisms that were visible to the naked eye, but not visible as bugs to the naked eye, that were found in the water. Different poskim gave different psakim, kedarkam bekodesh, in the nature of Mechamta Sheltara. Ultimately, there was some understanding that was reached with most kashrus organizations, and different talmidim followed different things based on their rabbeim. How it was found, how the bugs were found, is fascinating. It was in a time that there was our beautiful yishuv in Gush Katif was still standing. There was lettuce. Of course, it's well known that Gush Katif, they used to grow lettuce that didn't have bugs, because it was many of it was because it was grown in hydroponically, or it was grown in special greenhouses. Anyhow, they were sent to America, and there were mashkichim that were checking the romaine lettuce before Pesach from Gush Katif, and they found bugs. They called up Gush Katif and said, "There, you have defective material." In Gush Katif, they couldn't believe it. They said, "There's no way, there's no bugs on the leaves." They say, "No, we found tiny bugs. Can't be." They said, "Check the water." And sure enough, the bugs, the Gush Katif lettuce did not have bugs. But the water in New York City did have bugs. There was a big discussion in the poskim whether that means that one needs to filter to make sure that these bugs do not appear in one's drinking water, but chas v'chalil won't be over many isurim of drinking shkatzim or not. We won't review those positions now. Rebelski Shlita, one of the great Talmidei Chacham in America, pointed out that he was of the opinion, if I'm not mistaken, if it was reported to me as correctly, he was of the opinion that it was mutter, that there was no problem to drink the water. And then he said, "En yoser miza," for those people who are makbid and hold incorrectly from his perspective that one needs to filter the water, if you filter it on Shabbos, you'll be over in Isur Doraisa. Why? Because of the above logic. If the water was not drinkable for you and you filter it, so then in such a case, you're over the Isser. If the water, Ziri taught us, if the water or wine was drinkable, then one would not be over the Isser. So this is the bottom line. It really depends on whether you're an individual that would drink it without filtering, and whether rove, or at least it's normal for many people to drink the water without filtering, then in such a case, to filter would not be a problem at all. I'd like to add that there is one exception. If the water is very, very murky and the filtering aids in terms of the murky water, there is room to be machmir in such a case. I made reference to the opinion of the Bach. The Gemara already spoke about mayim akurim, and therefore, and the Mechaber mentions this, v'imhem akurim, so then in such a case, it will be prohibited to do it. There are some exceptions, but as a rule of thumb, this heter of using a water filter, all types of water filters, would not apply to very murky water. Specifics in those particular cases should be presented to a Mora Hora. This concludes the halachas from the Daily Daf, the halachas of filtering water on Shabbos.